What remains of Hurricane Irma has moved inland. Last night, the storm had howled through Georgia toward Alabama and Tennessee and was expected to clip several other southern states. But its greatest toll on the U.S. was in Florida, where it made landfall. Last night, an estimated 65% of the state was without power, and the White House said some places wouldn't get it back for weeks. The Keys, an island chain off Florida's southern tip, took a direct hit. An official there said there was no cell service, no electricity, no running water. Satellite phones and landlines were being used to communicate. Some streets in Miami were underwater. The city's airport closed because of water damage. And while the Gulf Coast city of Tampa was not damaged as badly as many expected, and there wasn't much storm surge, the Atlantic Coast city of Jacksonville saw a record storm surge. The rise in sea levels blown ashore. There was immense flooding there that officials expected to get worse. Storm surge warnings remained in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. And as the U.S. gets its first look at Irma's effects, parts of Cuba are grappling with severe damage. Irma killed 10 people there and at least 36 total throughout the Caribbean. Cuba and some other islands weathered Irma as a Category 5 storm.